This recording, Massachusetts 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name, an odd choice for a name. Karma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either her efforts or her futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harris, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for her cure. I was born in Cambridge, lived here 47 years, gone to the high school here, which is Ringe Tech. It's now just playing Cambridge Ringe in Latin. I played sports, I did wrestling. I became a firefighter probably about 13 years ago. I did retail for 17 years. Married with 4 kids. What else do I have? I work with children in the school teaching about fire safety. Next week I will be doing a camp with the Middlesex County Sheriff's Department, which is taking inner city kids and giving them 1 more week before they go back to school. We teach them about fire safety, first aid, and a little bit about the police department also. Okay, I'm going to tell you, one of the first fires that I was involved in while being a firefighter was the second day that I worked. We had probably the largest fire that we've had in the city, which was an 8-alarm fire. Our truck was first due truck, so we were the first truck that was there to go into the houses and check to see if there was anyone in there. After we got out of one house that we checked, that all went up in flames. So as soon as we got in there and we got out maybe 5-10 minutes, that house was fully involved. So that was one of the stories that that I hold dear to my heart, because that safety-wise and like I said, just being on 2 days to see a big fire like that. Tell you another story. I teach fire safety in the schools. I go around, teach them how to do stop, drop, and roll, how to call 911 and when to call 911. And I really got involved as soon as I get on the fire department, so I hold it very dear to my heart. I think it's a good way of letting kids know when to do things and when not to do things, and also in case they get an emergency, who to call and when to call. It has helped a lot. It has cut down on fires in the city, over 50%. Actually, the numbers are actually higher than that, more like 75 to 80%. So it's a good program that we've had for about 13 years now.